His hand found my waist, the side without the injury. I went rigid, fighting against what his touch did to me, fighting against the urgent want I knew he could hear. "Well," I said through tight lips, "that wasn't it."
"I didn't really think it was," he muttered. "So I figured you needed me. If I thought it was about us, well, I might not have come."
The words hit like a slap, but I tamped down my reaction to them.
"But, thinking you might need my help, seeing what you've gotten yourself into, Commander,"
he continued,
"I knew I had to. This is... Varya, why did you agree to all this?"
I pulled back, stunned. "Which part?" I snapped, my patience for him vanishing, the roiling desires with it. "The part where the king gave me a bunch of power? You know, the thing you wouldn't shut up about when I was your student?"
"This is not what I meant, and you know it,"
he fought back, but I cut him off. "Or do you mean the part where I agreed to take a dangerous job so that he'd drop all charges against the man who just abandoned me to fend for myself against the authorities when I needed him the most?" I spat, my voice pure venom. He reeled back like I'd shoved him.
"You..."
His voice faltered, thin as smoke.
"Yes,"
I hissed.
"Why would you do that?"
he demanded, voice cracking with fury and grief.
"Why would you trade your freedom to save my name after I left you?"
An icy, ragged laugh burst from my throat, hot tears streaking down my face. "I don't know. I honestly don't know, Strelzar. But I needed a job anyway. This was always the plan."
"You throwing yourself in front of Windblades for a useless king was never the plan," he roared. "If I thought this was the choice you'd make, to get yourself killed, to be dragged into his war, to crawl into his bed, I never would have left."
I wanted to scream, to sob, to demand why he left if that's how he felt, but rage won out.
"I am not yours to command, Strelzar. I'm not your little Earth Major doll. I'm not some precious treasure you can flaunt when it pleases you and shove back into a cabinet when you're afraid it might break." "Varya, that's not... I'm the commander!"
I cut him off, voice hot enough to breathe fire.
"You will speak when spoken to, Lieutenant."
For a moment, he just stared, stunned. Then his brow arched, and the corner of his mouth curved. He bowed low, mocking.
"Of course, Commander. May I take my leave to my quarters?"
His tone dripped with sardonic silk, every word somehow honey and acrid at the same time.
"Please do,"
I spat. His eyes lingered on me one beat too long, a storm of ice and amusement, longing and lust. Then he slipped through the adjoining door into the sitting room that linked our chambers. My legs gave out. My back slid down the door until I hit the cold stone floor, shaking, hollow, scorched.